What's up, everybody?
Oh, yes.
It's another week of being alive, isn't it? You guys know how lucky we are to be alive. I know how lucky I am. At least I try to remember that every day I wake up. I'm like, yes, I'm awake. I'm alive. I have people that love me around me, and I cherish each and every one of them. Most importantly, I cherish you because you guys show up for me every day. Thank you so much for sharing my videos, spreading the love, sharing everything, smashing that like button, subscribing to me. You guys are the best chat on YouTube. I actually see people saying it in chat that it's the best chat in YouTube. I agree. Welcome to the Krigler Show. It's the Krigler Show. You know, it's always been the Krigler Show, really, for you know, analyzing and really getting into the nitty-gritty, getting to the heart of the matter, if you will. Today, we got an interesting show. We're going to talk about Eliza Blue, my friend and survivor and advocate to help save children and victims. It's amazing what she's doing, and we're going to talk about it. She posted something interesting we're going to talk about. There's going to be a couple different things I'm going to talk about. The ability to forgive people or move forward, and also we got to make sure that we take care of this. You'll see once we get to the subject. Then I want to talk about Nicholas Fuentes. Everyone seems to want to get him on their show. I guess they're not. I don't know why they're not doing it, but everyone's like, maybe you should get him on your show. Nick, you're welcome to come on my show, and we'll talk about some stuff. And we'll see why people don't like you. Some people love you. I really don't know. But if you're watching, come on. Well, we're going to talk about him right tonight because he is on a no-fly list. And it's a bigger picture issue. You know, you really need to take a step back and look what that means. It's a scary thing to suddenly just be on a no-fly list because of your political views. And we'll talk about that. We're going to get into that. And then Ingenuity on Mars flew for a third time. But this time is a little different. This one didn't just go up and down. This one didn't just go up and move around a little bit and land. This thing flew 50 meters or 50 yards one way, came back a half a football field, all right, and then back and landed again. It's getting, you know, bolder and bolder, if you will. And I'm really excited to see what it finds once it really gets going, and once, you know, it's basically establishing that it could move around, you know, without anything happening that would mess up. I don't know how much it actually is worth, but I'm sure it's a pretty penny. All right, so before we do, I just want to remind everybody to go check out my Instagram. We are one follower away from 700, Krigler Coffee, and if you post anything Krigler Coffee related, just do hashtag Krigler Coffee and you may be featured, you know, even if it's just the bag of coffee. And that's it. Look, just getting your bag of coffee, it's great. I love it. I love seeing people supporting, and we show it on our Instagram. So please go follow. And then, of course, you can check out Krigler Coffee and get some delicious coffee. I'm always really bummed when I like go to continue drinking my coffee as I'm like working on my computer. I'm like, well, there's actually a tiny little bit. The last little, it was not even satisfying. It was like a little, you know, the tiny bit at the bottom. It's just like, no more coffee. But it's okay. I'll be fine. I could just go make more. All right, let's get into these subjects. I hope you guys are having a great day. And yeah, let's talk about it. All right, first I want to give a shout out, of course, to Eliza Blue. If you guys don't know who she is, we've done a couple interviews on my show. Very enlightening as far as what she's been through and what she's working towards. We actually started a fundraiser and got her the equipment that she now has all of the equipment and is currently working on setting up a podcast for herself, which is really, I'm really excited because she's constantly teaching me things that are going on. Like, for example, today she posted this. It was breaking news. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia has signed 3 anti-human trafficking bills into law today. SB 33, civil remedy for victims of human trafficking. SB 34, name change for survivors of human trafficking. And HB 287, adding human trafficking awareness to Georgia health standards. And I just threw a little fire out there. And it's like, I was like, this is great news. This is cool. I want to look into this. And, you know, you scroll down a little bit and I see this. I'll give him credit for that. But he is this guy starts getting, you know, complaining about the whole election. And it's like, you know, you got to, you know, if someone messes up, right? And then I think he messed up. I think I'm inclined to agree with this person. But also it's like, you know, you're smearing what this is. It's like, good, let's celebrate this. All right. And then we can talk about maybe the negative things that he did. Because this is good and we need to just be happy about this right now. I'm not saying we can't be upset about the other thing. It's just annoying that people just use any... It just feels like that's what the left does. You know, they... Oh, you did something good? Well, look at all these negative things that you've done in the past. Let's cancel them. Let's ruin this person's life. I don't know. I just feel like we distract ourselves of the good by the negative past. Instead of learning from the past, you know, and moving forward, like, if you really think he did a terrible job, get into government. Try to become the governor. You know, be the person that you think that he should be. How's that? You know, instead of complaining on the internet, which I guess I've turned into a job. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked here. Georgia governor signed 3 anti-human trafficking bills. Took place at the Home of Hope on Tuggle Road in Buford at 11 a.m. That's right. Let's see. Kemp signed the 3 bills I mentioned earlier and will continue to work for Grace Commission, his office said in a news release. He unveiled his legislative push to fight human trafficking back in January. The Grace Commission, headed by the First Lady, Marty Kemp, has been a central pillar of that effort, identifying areas where the state can take steps to improve the situation. He was joined by Marty and other state and local leaders, such as Senator Clint Dixon, Representative Josh Bonner, Representative Bonnie Rich, Senator Kay Kirkpatrick, representatives from Georgia Academy of Family Physicians, representatives from Home of Hope, and representatives from the Girl Scout Troop 13560, and others. In 2018, the National Human Trafficking Hotline ranked Georgia 4th in human labor trafficking. Any Georgian with information on suspicions of human trafficking should call the statewide hotline 1-866-END-HTGA, which I guess is End Human Trafficking Georgia. Trained law enforcement agents, advocates, and first responders are available 24/7 to answer calls. This is huge. I mean, you need to know that number. Georgia's got a problem. And even the U.S. Marshals had a huge... Anytime I see this, I try to report on it because the U.S. Marshals are just leading the fight against human trafficking and saving these kids. It's amazing. I try to report on it anytime I see it. And this is good. This is important because I want to end human trafficking. It is a huge deal. Not enough people are talking about it. And Eliza is one of those people that is just on the forefront. Not only is she fighting for human trafficking, she's fighting for to end CP on Twitter, which is a huge problem. Here she is again. Twitter can't remove child porn, but they removed 6 live videos of me speaking out today. Cut the feed. Says it all. It does, doesn't it? It says it all. But you know what? She does have a good petition going around. Make reporting easy for those things. If you see it, my goodness, if you see it, I'm sorry, because that sounds terrible, a terrible thing to see. I wouldn't want to see it myself. Reporting it has to go to probably an automated system. And Eliza talks about it, about how it's their AI, the algorithms on Twitter, it's easy to find young kids, right? You know, young children. So the algorithm can see that. But, you know, a 14-year-old, the algorithm might think that it's not and doesn't, it passes over it. And in fact, that's what the case with John Doe that she was telling me about, because he was, I believe, 12 or 13 at the time. Now he's a little older, but he's proven to Twitter that in the video, he was underage and was being in it's a terrible thing being shared on the internet, and Twitter's like, it doesn't violate any laws, sorry. Well, he's suing them now, all right? And so now she's trying to make it easier for people to report it and get rid of it. You know, I could see that there is some people that may think, you know, giving people the ability to quick report stuff and could lead to worse cancel culture. But I think this is pretty specific for some terrible stuff that I think should be able to be removed quick, because I don't want to see this stuff. No one should see this stuff, especially the people that are in it that had no choice, that are being forced to maybe even see themselves, like the John Doe case. It was shared hundreds of thousands of times. It's crazy to think about. So if you want to check it out, you can go to change.org. Actually, I just posted it on my page. So you can go to my profile on Twitter, and I just signed it myself, and I tagged her. You can go sign the petition, make reporting easy, two clicks to remove CSAM, which is child sexual abuse material. I think it's really important that we do this. So don't feel the need to donate. She even says, please just sign it. Don't donate. Just sign it. We just need signatures. So if you feel the need to help, if you would like to help, I would really appreciate it. And I know Eliza would really appreciate it. So shout out to Eliza. You are doing amazing work out there. Don't ever stop. I'm really looking forward to hearing your podcast and maybe even joining you on your show. So looking forward to that. All right, so let's move on. Let's talk about Nicholas Fuentes. So I saw this tweet today. He can't go to Florida. This is from him. I can't go to Florida today because I am on a no-fly list. I will be addressing this with my prepared remarks on the Florida big tech legislation during the scheduled press conference at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time at America First Live. And I was like, wow. And then suddenly everyone started, going around. And he actually posted this, which is, he said it's proof, and in fact it is, them telling him.
You could try talking to say, we're not saying that they're going to give you an answer or they have an answer.
But you pointed down there, who's down there?
There's probably a guy with the blue shirt.
Oh, just like a security guy?
Yeah, but I'm not sure they'll have an answer for you.
Okay. And there's no way I could get on this plane?
No, you cannot allow, they're not letting you fly with Southwest.
With Southwest,
I'm
but
not sure
maybe
about other airlines.
Delta maybe?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know that was a TSA number. I'm not sure if you're blocked from all, just the no-fly list.
Did they give you a reason?
No.
It's a no-fly list, you said?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
She doesn't want to answer that.
All right.
They just told me that you're not allowed to fly.
Okay.
That's all they told me.
Okay.
There's no reason, supposedly. So I'm looking into it. And then I started seeing this annoying, little battle going on. And it seems to be kind of between Ian Miles Chong and Elijah Schaefer, who makes a good point. I think they both make a good point. And let's look at them both. You know what? First, let's look at what Ian said. Nick Fuentes isn't actually on the no-fly list. He was likely just banned by an airline for getting verbally abusive towards their staff in December, although there's no evidence of that either. Well, Nick here claimed, is a tweet from him, I think I'm about to get kicked off of my flight to PA because my mask isn't covering my nose. Yep, just got kicked off. Here's the best. I never refused to wear the mask, but the flight attendant had the plane go back to the gate and had me removed because of my attitude. Power trip. And he got back up and looked him in the eyes and said, hey, F you. He replies, enjoy your time in Chicago. I said, yeah, eat. S-H-I-T. So he clearly had an altercation. Right. And I think handled it a little. He could have handled it better. We'll just to say it nicely. All right. So was it Southwest that he was on? It actually doesn't say here what airline that he was removed from, but he probably could have handled that a lot better. Who knows? Maybe they simply were power trimming. Maybe they knew who he was and wanted him off. Maybe he is on a no-fly list because of he is who he is. But then, of course, Elijah Schaefer responds, I reached out to Nick directly for a comment to verify his claim. He is apparently on a federal TSA no-fly list that stretches across all airlines. And then he, of course, takes a jab at Ian as a foreign commentator. Please don't justify the liberties of an American being stripped away just because you hate his rhetoric. And he's got the I think the best point right there. stripped away the liberties of an American because you hate his rhetoric. And I think that's really at the core of this. They don't have to like his rhetoric, but swearing at a, you know, I don't know if this flight attendant was being rude or power tripping or not. Swearing at him is not a crime. It's not okay. It could have been childish for swearing at him and, you know, having the final say. Good for you. I mean, but to not be able to fly on any airline, any at all, or just that one specifically, with no answer, no response, no anything. Now, supposedly Nick got a message from the Department of Homeland Security. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Of course, there's lots of posts of him talking about it today. Supposedly he, let's see here. Well, anyway, I can't find it, but somewhere it was saying that the Department of Homeland Security like hit him up and was talking to him after January 6th, the crazy thing that happened on the Capitol that is whatever you think it is. So they looked him up and like because supposedly he was inside because there was a video of someone that kind of looked like him. Turned out it wasn't even him. He wasn't where it was. He was outside of the Capitol, never went inside. Okay, so it's a non story. But why is this guy being banned from all airlines on a no-fly list from the TSA because he swore at some, you know, flight attendant? Whatever. Okay, you should have just been kicked off the flight at worst case scenario, but be able to fly again, all right, with maybe like a strike on that airline. But to put on a no-fly list completely, now that's entering a territory that I think is a scary spot. You know, this is from Luke. He says people being put on a no-fly list because of their political opinion is absolutely insane, and I absolutely agree. It is absolutely insane. What happened to civil discourse? I just don't. They want to just vilify literally anyone that has an opinion that isn't theirs. And I say they, meaning this, what is it? I don't know, this machine of woke ideology, critical race theorists, and, you know, far left liberals that just feel that they need to virtue signal to the world that their ideas are the way, and if you don't follow it, then you're a Nazi, you're a supremacist, you're all these terrible things because you don't think and, you know, agree with literally everything that they say. That's how it is. It's all or nothing. It's all or you're the enemy and we must destroy all you completely. You're not allowed to fly anymore. No more flying for you because you think whatever this all is, right? Say what you will about Nick, okay? I don't really know him too well. I know he's got some very strong views, okay? And I may not agree with a lot of them. I may agree with some of them. I don't know. We haven't had a conversation yet. But to cut him off completely, it's kind of ridiculous. In fact, the ACLU even had a warning about it. That's right, the ACLU. They used to fight for rights. Remember that? I actually don't even remember that. This is what I'm told. In fact, this is what they're talking about here. Okay? There was a comic that was basically warning about it. And it's further down. I'll show you. After this comic was published, the government made some reforms in response to a federal court ruling that the process to challenge inclusion on the no-fly list is unconstitutional. The government has now committed to telling U.S. citizens and permanent residents whether they are on the no-fly list, and it established a revised redress system. Those reforms, however, are not enough. The government still refuses to provide meaningful notice of the reasons our clients are blacklisted. The basis for those reasons and a hearing before a neutral decision maker. We're still fighting for our clients' due process rights. Picture this. You arrive at an airport full of good spirits ahead of a work trip to visit a client. You wait in line to check for your flight, but when you reach the counter, you're told you won't be able to board. Suddenly, you're surrounded by security guards and hauled off for questioning. With everyone gawking at you, you learn that you've been banned from flying indefinitely to, from, or over the United States, even though you've never been charged with a crime. You're not told why, and there's very little you can do about it. That is the reality of the no-fly list, a secret government watch list being challenged by the ACLU and its affiliates in Oregon, Southern California, Northern California, and New Mexico. To illustrate it, they have a comic from the award winner Jen Sorensen, and here it is, Grounded, Life on the No-Fly List. And it basically just portrays that, what I just read, and now, of course, it shows them losing the job. You're not allowed to see loved ones. Job offers are rescinded. Your commercial license is revoked. You miss graduations, weddings, funerals. And what is the no-fly? So in 2003, the FBI established the Terrorist Screening Center, which puts out a master watch list called the Terrorist Screening Database. The criteria for inclusion on the TSDB are a bit murky. A suspected terrorist is an individual who is reasonably suspected to be or have been engaged in conduct constituting in preparation for or in aid of or related to terrorism and terrorist activities based on articulable and reasonable suspicion. Okay, so a suspected terrorist is someone suspected of terrorism. A subset of individuals from the TSDB are selected for this no-fly list. Let's see, which gets shared widely, TSA, Customs, and Border Patrol, and 22 other countries. We don't know the criteria for the list or how many people are on it. Let's see, you have to basically jump through hoops to get off of it, and even if you jump off of it, this is what this section is. They just give you this letter that says, in response to your requests, we have conducted a review of any applicable records in consultation with other federal agencies as appropriate, and it has been determined that no changes or corrections are warranted at this time. And you have to basically, to find out if you're on it or off it again later on, you have to buy a ticket and just try to fly. They don't tell you if you're off the list. What? It's weird. So in the case of Latfith versus Holder, okay, argues that the current policy violates the Fifth Amendment, right to due process, and it seeks to fair way for people to clear their names. Right. They're just being put, Nick probably wasn't told he was being put on this list. He wasn't allowed to defend himself. He wasn't allowed to prove that he shouldn't be on it. It seems to me that they made this fly list to make way for preventing terrorists from flying around creating terror. What? And I distinctly remember Antifa being flown around to different spots, traveling around, they had caravans. I was hearing reports of people on flights where it was literally everyone in Black Bloc flying to a place where some sort of injustice that was being blasted on the news was taking place. I mean, that's really what it is, right? It's an injustice. They are stopping you without you being able to defend themselves. They're taking away your rights to fly around. Nick got his rights taken away. Why? What for? There's no reason. And if there is a reason, he should know. We should know as a public why. Is he some sort of terrorist? Or are you just abusing powers and taking rights away from American citizens? That's awfully a lot closer to what it feels like. Just from my view, standing over here, looking at what's going on, it's awfully suspect. I don't like it. And I think it's a problem. I think we are going to have more and more issues like this. I don't like it. Biden's coming out saying, I'll allow you to not wear a mask. You're going to allow me? Allow me to not wear a mask? You're not a dictator. You are not a dictator. As much as you want to be and executive order your way into being a dictator, even though you literally said last year, only a dictator would rule through executive orders. Goodness sakes, Biden. Guys, ridiculous. It's so we'll see what happens with this. I don't think he should be stopped from. I mean, he's, you know, you may not like his opinions, but that's okay. That's what a block button is for. You know, I blocked someone from my channel because they were in my chat being totally rude, and I don't need to have that energy. I'm not canceling you. I'm just saying you don't get access to me. I don't have to have that kind of energy in my life. I don't care. All right. People would be like, oh, well, he banned me because I said some rude things. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't like rude people around me. I don't like being around people that don't respect me. Right. Why would anyone want to do that? There is a reason the ban button exists. Just block them. I don't have to see you. If all you're going to do is just sit on my page and be rude, peace. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's my favorite thing. Bye-bye. I say goodbye to the people that disrespect me. I don't need that kind of energy, right? And I stand firm on my integrity. My integrity is intact, you know? Maybe I'm talking about more things than this, but, you know, I'll let you piece that together. All right, let's move on. I'm done with this. Reminder, Nick, if you want to come join me on my show and talk about stuff, you're more than welcome. Definitely. that's funny. All right, I want to show you this picture. Some people might say it's fake. I don't care because I think it's real. I think that we're out there on Mars and it's awesome. This is the very first picture of an aerial view from a flying object we put on Mars. And that's amazing. I think that's incredible. I love it. I love this picture. Now, I have this. There's no audio on this, but you can see in the lower left. We're going to play this. It's a minute long. Okay. You can see it starting up. It's in the lower left-hand side there. Okay. This is the Ingenuity taking off. This is its third flight. Now, it flies up. Starts hovering, and this thing just takes off. It's like, I'm out. I'm out. Peace. All right, I'm going to go do my thing. As soon as it left camera, it probably like started snacking, doing a jig. Who knows? Maybe some flips. A lot of people, see, I see people are claiming it's Iceland. I don't think so. I think this is Mars. You guys are. A lot of people just don't want it to be real. I see a lot of people in chat. And all right, so here comes back. It's flown back. I love it. Steadies out and then lands again. This is basically proving. All right, it's proven that it can take off. It's proving that it could travel around a little bit. Now it's traveled even further. And now we're basically at the time. Actually, there's a little clip of it. A close-up. Where'd that close-up go? Hold on. What? Is it not playing the close-up? Oh, maybe. Yeah, here we go. Look at that thing. I just want to show that. That's so sick. All right. Anyway. So, yeah. This thing's dope. I love it. It makes it 3 for 3, and I'm really hyped about it. Let's see, the U.S. Space Agency's Ingenuity Mars helicopter has now made its third successful flight on the red planet. Very nice, Ingenuity team. Congratulations. It's very cool. I'm very excited about it. On Sunday, the little chopper rose to a height of 5 meters before speeding off laterally for about 50 meters, half the length of a football field. Ingenuity then came back to its takeoff spot for a total flight time of 80 seconds. Sunday's sortie was the most ambitious yet. But engineers say they planned to push the technology harder still. They want to find the chopper's limits, even if that means crashing it in the process. Yep, that's true. The previous two flights were conducted on Monday and Thursday. Monday's historic outing marked the first time powered, controlled flight by an aircraft that had been conducted on another world. Ingenuity was carried by Mars to Mars by NASA's Perseverance rover, which touched down in the Jezero crater in mid-February. The 1.8-kilogram drone is regarded as a technology demonstration intended to prove the utility of aerial mobility on the planet's rarefied atmosphere. In the future, helicopters could be used to scout the way ahead for rovers and astronauts, and to investigate otherwise impossible to reach locations, such as cliff faces. And here's a really nice kind of a comparison image of how big it is. You see the Perseverance, which is rather quite large. And then we've got, it's only 19 inches tall. And wow, 4 feet wide. So that's a big wingspan, actually. I didn't realize. Here we got the antenna, the solar panels, rotary blades, or the rotor blades, batteries, avionics, and then the sensors and cameras on the bottom. NASA's officials have granted the Ingenuity engineering team two more flights before Perseverance is commanded to get on with its primary mission of searching for life on Jezero, or in Jezero, which is an ancient lakebed. For the past week of testing, the one-ton robot has been acting as the chopper's radio base station and the photographer of record. Perseverance has been taking still images and making short movies, all from a distance of 65 meters from the drone's airfield. Ingenuity 2 has been taking photos whilst airborne, and these black and white pictures that look straight down to track passing rocks to help with navigation. The drone also has a color camera that looks horizontally. And here is that picture I showed you just a minute ago. Much of the imagery acquired so far has had to wait its turn to come back to Earth. The relay satellites at Mars are restricted in their bandwidth, and it's engineering data that details flight performances, which has been prioritized for immediate return. A few sample photos have come back, but we may have to wait a few days for all the pictures, including the full-length movie shots by the spectating Perseverance, to make their way home. The major difficulty in flying on the Red Planet is its very thin atmosphere, which is just 1% of the density here on Earth. That gives the rotor blades on Ingenuity very little to bite into to produce lift. There's help from lower gravity on Mars, but still it takes a lot of work to get up off the ground. The NASA chopper was therefore made extremely light and given the power to turn those blades super fast, over 2,500 revolutions per minute. Control also has to be autonomous. The distance to Mars is currently 295 million kilometers, which means no radio signals, taking 16 and a half minutes to traverse. That means radio signals take 16 and a half minutes to traverse the intervening space. Flying by joystick is simply out of the question. And then here is a picture of the Jezero crater, which is great. We got the crater rim, ancient delta here. You could see it. It was definitely flowing from the left side here out to the right. At least that's what it looks like. Let's zoom in on that because that's pretty cool. I don't know exactly. Oh, there it is. So this is where the Perseverance landed. Over down here. Look at this. It's beautiful. All right. Say what you will. I don't mind because a lot of people just love to say it's not real. I don't care. All I know is there's a little tiny piece. See this little square here? That little square is a piece. This is this half an inch by half an inch square of unbleached muslin material from the Wright brothers' first airplane was encapsulated in a protective polyamide film before being attached to a cable underneath the solar panel of NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter, procured by the Wrights from the local department store in downtown Dayton, Ohio. The cotton fabric, called the Pride of the West muslin, was at the time mostly used for ladies' undergarments. In the front parlor of their home, the Wrights cut the material into strips and used the family sewing machine to create wings covering for their airplane Flyer 1, which achieved the first powered controlled flight on Earth on December 17, 1903. The swatch of material from the Wright brothers' first airplane was obtained from the Carillon Historic Park in Dayton, Ohio, home of the Wright Brothers National Museum. The image was taken in a clear room at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory on January 15, 2020. NASA's Ingenuity Mars Helicopter Technology Demonstration is supported by NASA's Science Mission Directorate, the NASA Aeronautics Research Mission Directorate and the NASA Space Technology Mission Directorate. The agency's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is managed by NASA, by Caltech in Pasadena, California, built and manages operations for Ingenuity and the Perseverance Mars rover. It's so amazing to think that we have now flown on two planets. I'm just hyped about it. I think it's amazing. And we don't talk about it enough. We don't get hyped about it. It's great. Anyway, I'm really hyped. I can't wait to see what they do. You know, maybe they find life. Or if they don't find life, finding proof of life, I think that's going to be something that we don't talk about. If there was life once on Mars, that's kind of cool. That's going to be really interesting to know that Mars used to have life on it. So what kind of life was it? Is it similar to our life? Is there life? Is it carbon based like we are? Did it need oxygen? And the same, you know, it's like there's all these questions that I would have. And I'm looking forward to checking it out. See, Harrison Gray says, nothing better than Krigler coffee to wake up to and the Krigler show to wind the day down. Much love to you, Adam, for making my day better. Harrison, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. I'm going to spin the UFO for you right now. I feel a sneeze coming on. I feel it. Mark G says, I drove from Detroit to Dallas in one day so that I could return to the superior flavor of Krigler coffee instead of inferior blends. Mark G, it's good to see you, bud. I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad you're drinking that delicious Krigler coffee. It really is good, isn't it? It really is. Mazo says, oh, today we wow a nine. Wait, what? I don't know. I don't understand. Today we wow a nine. I don't know what you're saying. Mazo, I'm sorry. I think we missed a super chat. I feel like there was a super chat before I even started, and it's gone. So I'm going to go back and make sure that I'm not missing any super chats, because I'm pretty sure we are. Luckily, I know how to find out. Let's see. Here we go. It is Robert Wiles. Some reason YouTube deleted that. Let's see what they deleted. My niece was happy that you liked her stickers. I hope you saw the clip I put on Locals of Crowder using your phrase, smash the like button, be blessed. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's get something straight. This is what, well, first and foremost, thank you, Robert, for your super chat. And I'm really happy that your niece was happy to, that I liked her stickers. I absolutely did. But I don't own smash that like button. But you should smash the like button. I mean, let's be honest with each other, right? You should smash that like button. Smash. Smash the like button because it helps me beat the algorithms that I still don't even truly understand. But what choice do I have? I have none. I have no choice but to just charge forward and hope that you smash the like button, share my videos, subscribe if you're not subscribed. Who knows? But he was using the Hulk fist also. And it's like there was a little Hulk fist in the corner just smashing a like button. I was like, dah. He's got good animators. He's got a really cool beginning. He's clearly knows what he's doing. He's been doing it for a while. You know, I feel like I'm on a ship out in the ocean learning. Like I'm starting to catch wind in my sails. And I'm like, yeah, I could sail. I could do this. And I'm not going to stop. Because, you know, I feel good about it. I'm pretty happy about it. I'm pretty happy about it. So Sectus Gaming says, saw yesterday's show. Glad you got my care package. Also digging the new show name. Thank you, Sectus. Yeah. I got your stuff. And thank you very much. And yes, the new show name, it may not stay. I'm not sure if it's going to stay. I'm still trying to figure it out. It works for now. It's the Krigler show. It's always been the Krigler show. That's because it's me. It's my show. It's the way I do it. Let's see here. Freddie says, can we put Maxine Waters on a no-fly list? She's dangerous. I agree, Freddie. She is certainly dangerous. She is absolutely inciting violence. It's ridiculous. Robert again says, too bad you don't have a mayor here to when I brought it up that her and Eliza should be together, it got spicy. Funny, those two are great. Be blessed. Thank you. Yeah, They are really spicy. And in fact, Eliza was in my studio when she did her interview with Chrissy. And I just let her use it and bounced out of the room for a little while. It's pretty funny. Ryan Jacobs, thank you for that super chat. Salty Scotch, thank you for that super chat. No words, but I appreciate the support either way. Blackwell Disco, good to see you. I just left my final interview for the fire department and got the job. Whoa, nice. Congratulations, Blackwell Disco. I know it's not the easiest thing to do. You continue here. Now I need to get my EMT certification, and I'll have the first responders trifecta. Yo, thank you for your service, Blackwell. I know you are just moving right along on just serving your community. You, sir, are a legend. A legend, all right? I said it. Sectus Gaming says, we're worried about human trafficking. They're worried about us wearing a mask. People need to work on their priorities. You're absolutely right. Yes. Don't worry about me wearing a mask. You wear a mask. If you're worried about it, wear a mask. It's cool. Wear a mask. Stop complaining. Yeah, I'm worried about the real problems in life. Human trafficking. All right? That's a huge problem. Or global warfare. That could be a really crazy problem. Or the ocean potentially dying off because we're overfishing it and dragging, you know, trolling the bottom of the ocean, killing everything, or dumping hazardous materials and all sorts of terrible things that we're doing to this planet. Like, there are more pressing issues. Wear a mask. That's what it feels like. Jeez. Ryan Jacob says, oh, I just had a super chat jump. Thank you all. Whoops, accidentally sent $5 by accident, but here's five more. Got my mug in my gamer's blend. It's awesome, bud. I love the coffee. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much, Ryan. That means a lot to me. Thank you for the support. Isn't the mug sick? Do I have one? I got one right back here. It's got such a good feel. It's like this matte white. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's just kind of it's just a great mug. I really love it. Made in America. Thank you, Ryan, for that support. I really do appreciate it. 6079 Smith says, all right. My last shot at the last set of bones rested from the evil IRL Empire. 9. Okay. Okay, we got one more dice set to give away. I'm just letting you guys know. One more set. It is not 9. I'm sorry, Smith. I'm sorry. But I did roll the dice. You guys know the deal. Get your guesses into chat. I'll be watching them numbers. Robert Wiles again says, you heard what Biden said about the 4th of July? Said if we do as we're told, we would be allowed to have it. Be blessed. Yeah, what is he thinking? If we do as we're told, do you know what Americans are? Who we are as Americans? We're stubborn. We're bold. We don't get told what to do. What is this? They want slaves. They want sheep. My goodness. It Deadpool Wolverine, congratulations. It is 7. It was 7. He was the first person to guess 7. And it was 7. All right. That was fun. Yeah, Biden is crazy. I didn't you know what? It does sound familiar. It does sound like something he would say. Ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. Allison C says, an aerial object we put on Mars flying around is awesome, but I'll really be blown away if we get images of an aerial object we don't put there. Agreed, Allison. I agree with that. That would be fantastic. I'm very excited here. Let's see here. Tyler says, why are there so many flat earther fools in your chat? Humanity is making leaps and bounds in our science and technology, and it's amazing and should be celebrated. All you naysayers, be gone. Look, whatever, believe what you want. Don't try to convince me, because I think space is real. I think there are planets that I've seen Saturn with my own eyes through a telescope. It's not painted up there. Okay, I've seen it with my own eyes. We proved the Earth is round a long time ago, many, many times over. So whatever. I don't know why they are either, but what can I say? Angry Bellsprout says, have you seen the Based Frying Pan Man videos? No, I haven't. What is the Based Frying Pan Man videos? Based Frying Pan Man. I don't know what it is, and I'm not sure. There's all sorts of random things. It's not, so I don't know what exactly you're talking about. Oh, we got a super chat jump again. Jason Dixon says, can you please roll the die? I'm looking for a 69. Doesn't work. Mazo says, intentional baby speak. Oh, I don't know how to speak baby. Sorry. Sorry, mate. Roll the 9. All right. I have rolled the dice. It isn't a 9. Sorry, Mazo. But I have rolled the dice again. You guys know the deal. Go ahead and keep guessing. Keep guessing. I'm watching. Farmer Philosopher says, Adam, last night's discussion about how our universe will end reminded me of a great oldies song. In the year 2525, Zager and Evans released in 1969 and one of the most haunting songs ever. Check it out. Is that in the year 2525, all humans and something alive? I don't know the words very well, but I think that's the song, right? Am I right here? Brian Barton, it's 1. I rolled a 1, a hot 1. Congratulations, you won absolutely nothing. But good job. Good job. Yeah, I think that is that song. And I actually, it's a great song, isn't it? Hold on, let me. I just want to make sure. Yep, that's it. Cool. Yeah, I like that song. Great song. Kyle says, you should see what Mr. Ballin does to the like button. Also see if you can get him on. He's a master of the strange, dark, and mysterious told in story format. Ooh, that sounds really cool. I like that. Mr. Ballin, huh? All right, let's check him out on YouTube. I will check him out. Thank you for introduce me. Let's see. I don't know how to say her name. Yevstaki. Did I just butcher your name? I'm sorry. Says, hey, Adam, are you doing us all a huge service by giving us a sane perspective on current events? Oh, no. It's not a question. You literally are just telling me that that's what I'm doing. Keep it up, man. Well, thank you. That's what I'm trying to do. I try to have a sane, calm, optimistic perspective on what's happening. And you know, I've got my ear to the ground as far as like things that are going on. I follow a lot of political things, a lot of pop culture stuff. Yeah, and just kind of talk about it. It's a lot of science space stuff too. I just want to, you know, check out cool things that are happening and bring it to you guys. And you guys are glorious and absolute legends for showing up for me on the daily. Thank you so much. Blackwell Disco. Oh, hold on. I just got a super chat jump. Where did I go? Can I please clip you calling me a legend and have it as an intro to my next album? 100% yes. Absolutely. Mark Robershaw says, let us pray for India right now, my brother. What happened? What's going on in India? What am I missing? Robershaw, what am I missing in India, man? I don't know. Fill me in. Manic says, hey, good brother. Just wanted to say I followed along through your awakening. I listen normally at work, but I am out with a knee injury at the moment. Oh, that sucks, Manix. Well, I hope, first and foremost, thank you for following me and, through my awakening, my red pilling process, I'm assuming is what you're really referring to. So thank you. And I hope you get healed up well so that you can get back to work. And thanks for hanging out. And that super chat. Batgoat says, I won yesterday, so this is for our dude, Montana Horseman. Roll an 8. Okay. This is for Mr. Horseman. All right. It's not an 8. Sorry. But the dice has been rolled. You guys know the deal. Tyler Norheim says, Adam, fishermen here. Trawlers are the problem in commercial fishing. They kill everything. And because they make so much money, they are protected by the feds. A small-time fisherman get the bad rap and thrown to the wolves. Yeah, I agree. It's commercial everything, not small-time fishermen. It's people that are trawling the bottom, absolutely, is the biggest deal. Shrimp harvesting, like that stuff, is so bad. All right, I got numbers coming in. George Boney, congratulations. It is 17. You were the first person to guess it. Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. Save it up for something nice. Khalid says, absolutely nothing, but thank you for that super chat. Texan Monkey, I love your name, says, I work for a police body cam company, and we have a product release coming soon. I love watching your show during my programming grind to meet deadline. Thank you very much, Texan Monkey. I appreciate that a lot. I really do. All right. The man behind the screen says, last set of dice? Better make that 8 happen, Adam. Spin it for the chat, then roll it for me. Chat, smash that like button and keep being excellent. All right. Well, thank you, Oz. I appreciate it. This is the spin. This is the spin for you. Okay. And now, okay, the numbers are kind of... All right, let's see. Let's see. We got an 8. Let's see if that 8 happens. All right. And it's not. White Lasagna just said, good news, bad news, bad news. Someone stepped on my Covfefe ice cream. Good news. I get to make a newer, tastier batch. Roll a 17 for me. All right. They were right next to each other. I did just roll. It isn't a 17 and it's not an 8. Sorry, guys. But I do. Jeff Bob, first guess. It is a 9. Congratulations. It's a 9. You didn't win anything, but you won me saying your name and saying congratulations. So let's see here. Lone's Wolf Voice says, because of you, Tim, and my own conscience, I ran for my local school and won. Whoa, that is cool. As a move into this, I am reminded of Matthew 10:16. I send you out as a sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. Be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. Congratulations, Lone Wolf. That is awesome. That is exactly what I like to hear. You weren't just going to complain. You got out and you're making a difference. You ran for a local school and won. So now you can help steer society towards the future that you want. That's what we need to do. We need to just stop being complacent and saying, why aren't they doing what we believe they should do? They won't ever do that. They won't. They want everyone just to be upset and complaining while they just sit and go, ho-ho, look at them all complaining. Dude, congratulations, Lone Wolf's Voice. I love it. I love it. It's all for the wolf pack. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Lionheart says, I believe he's talking about the video that Crowder showed on his morning or on his show this morning where a guy smacked 2 Antifa in the face with a frying pan and made the bong sound. Hope all is well. Wow. I haven't seen that video. Thanks for that super chat though, Lionheart. I do appreciate it. I'll have to see that. That sounds oof. It sounds like it really painful, honestly. Getting hit in the face with a frying pan. Ouch. Peter K says, Adam, keep on keeping on. Love your show, diversity, and look forward to unwinding with you at the end of the day. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate that. Yeah, come hang out. It's a chill time. Try to be as optimistic as possible and relax. You know, play a little bit of tunes, you know, if I'm feeling right. You know, if I'm feeling it. Mazo says the frying pan is an Antifa guy getting panned. Panned, get it? Highly recommend you watch with audio. Go for 9 again. Believe in the coffee powers. Let's see it. All right, it's not a 9. Sorry, Mazo. Sorry. But the dice has been rolled. You guys know the deal. Kaiser TV says, Adam, if things are souring at the McMansion, you should really have Nick Fuentes on the show. He's one of the most misrepresented people in the world. Well, I don't have anything to do with that side of the house anyway. It's been a long time just like that. So this is just my show, 100%. This is the Krigler show. Nick Fuentes, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, he can come on. We could talk about it. So let's see. We got Blue Ford Focus, number the second guess. It is a 1. I've rolled another 1 today. A hot 1. I'm just rolling these hot 1s. I don't know what's going on with it, but I'm having fun. Jonathan Duger says, sent pics of my daughter on Gab. Not sure if you saw them, though. They're from the day of surgery a couple days after it, and then we got her home. Not sure if you've seen them, though. No, I really don't go on Gab much. I'm not sure if you would have been able to. Do I have, like, a message system in Gab? I don't know Gab at all. Mentions. Oh, man, I see her. The Dugs. I see you, dog. Oh, man, she's such a sweetheart, man. And I'm so happy for you, John. For those who don't know, Jonathan Duger's daughter went through a really serious surgery, and he was very nervous for a while, and she pulled through. She looks like, is she on her feet now? Is that the first picture there? They're from the day after the surgery, and then after we got home. So she is on her feet again, and I'm just very grateful that everything went according to plan. I put that energy out there. Guys, everyone in chat, let's get some hearts. Let's spam some hearts in chat. Spam some whatever emotes you want, because I'm just really hyped for Jonathan and his daughter and his family that nothing happened and that she's great. So I'm really happy about that. I'm going to spin the UFO for Jonathan right now. Thank you very much, everybody. Let's support the chat. We got the best chat in the world. You guys know it. So cheers to you, Jonathan, and your daughter, for sure. So good to hear. Robert Shore said, India is getting over 300,000 new cases every day, and they've run out of oxygen tanks, run out of room in hospitals, people dying all over the place. It's effed, bro. Wow. Really? Jeez. Says, Google it, man. It's terrible. You know, I did hear about the oxygen tanks, but I haven't really been paying attention too much. There's a lot going on behind the curtain right now, so, you know, I haven't been digging into the news as much as I normally do, but I'm seeing a lot of hearts in chat. Thank you all, chat. You guys are fantastic. Jonathan, I want you to just look at chat and know that all of those hearts are for you supporting your stuff, so I really do appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Where was I? White Lasagna again says, roll me a 17. Hey, your chat was right next to theirs, and that's how I do it. I didn't roll a 17, unfortunately, but I did roll the dice, so you guys know the deal. I'll be watching for the number of guesses. Sectus Gaming says, a flat is not a part of the platonic solids in sacred geometry. Flat Earth can't exist in our third density. Sorry, folks, that's a lower density thing. Ah. Right on. Helmsway says, I once saw a Chief Master Sergeant Krigler that was stationed at Holloman AFB. Any relation to you, Adam? Yeah, actually, maybe. Is that Marines? Is that a Marine thing? I got all these numbers. George Bonnie again. Did you just win again? Nope. Actually, sorry. Some guy called Juan Lewis had it first. I had to just double check before in case someone did it, and some guy called Juan Lewis. It must be Juan Lewis. Well, congratulations. You guessed two first. Congratulations. Very cool. And yeah, maybe it is Chief Master Sergeant Krigler. It could be. It could be my brother. I like that. Helmsway, you don't have to super chat again. Just tag me. Tag me in chat and just tell me if it was some sort of Marines, because I think that might have been my brother. Just do at the Krigler show and I'll see it. So you don't feel that you need to super chat me to answer. Grundle Muffin says, so good it'll have your head in the Oort clouds. Thank you for that super chat. Very nice there. It was an Air Force base. Oh, at Holloman Air Force Base. It still could have been. Still could have been me. I'm not sure. Robert Shaw says, only going off mainstream media here in Australia. Yeah, who knows, man? I mean, who really knows, right? What is really going on? It's tough. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, that was the end of our super chats. Thanks all for hanging out. You guys are the best. Is the Navy? I don't know. Holloman AFB. Let's see where that is, right? Let's see. Holloman AFB. Where is that? Where are you? Oh, New Mexico? I wonder if he was in New Mexico. He may have been, actually. Thank you, Blackblade. I saw that comment. Dat Simple Nope says, roll a natural 20. Let's see if I can roll a hot 20. I didn't roll a 20. I'm sorry. I didn't roll a 20. Robert Shaw says, the earth is so flat, it's round. Nice. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to text my brother and just be like, were you in New Mexico recently? Let's see. Where's my brother? Where are you, sir? There you are. Were you in New Mexico recently? I think he was. I think he was on. He was doing some sort of. I'm pretty sure he was doing some sort of training in the desert somewhere. Oh, sorry. I realized I rolled the die. Let's see. All right, the die has been rolled. Oh, I think we've got a winner. We might have a winner here. Hector Torres. Congratulations. It is 15. It is a 15. I rolled a 15. Congratulations. You just won absolutely nothing. You won the dice game on my show. It's a very prestigious award. You know, a lot of people wear it with pride. There's been some multiple time winners, which is pretty incredible. Some people call hacks. Some people say that there's cameras somewhere in my room. In fact, there are. I'm looking right into it right now. But they don't have access to anything but that one. Let's see. Gilgamesh's Warcat says, roll a big one for the chat. That would be the third one of the day. That would be pretty crazy if I absolutely just rolled a one here. Big love to all. Thank you, Gilgamesh. Well, excuse me, the cat. I don't know if the cat's actual name, but it is not a one, unfortunately. But I did roll. I did roll. You guys get it. Let's see. The man behind the screen says, I think flat earthers must have misunderstood Freddie Mercury. It's fat-bottomed girls making the rockin' world go round, not flat-bottomed girls. Ah, fat-bottomed girls. I see. I see what you did there. Okay. So I have confirmed with my brother. He was not in New Mexico recently. Never stationed there. Okay. So he said he was not in New Mexico recently. And I'm sure he's on his phone right now, so he'll answer. I got all these numbers rolling in. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if I got a winner. So far, we have a winner. George Bonney again. All right. So that's your second win. The one you almost won again, someone had just guessed right before you. But right now, you just won again. 9. Oh, my goodness. Over and over and over. I call hacks. Robert Shaw says, it's not the earth that's flat, it's your brain, sir. I don't know why I said it like that. It felt like an insult that maybe a pirate would say. Arcadian Twilight says, my workday, second hour white pill with Adam, red and black with Tim, then a mix of Carlin, Raging Golden Eagle, Rakita Law, Quartering, and Doomcock and Friends. Oh, well, you know what? I do appreciate you hanging out with me, Arcadian. Absolutely. Red and black pill? Is that all it is over there? Is it a mix? That's funny. I don't know. Rob says, colonize Uranus. Make Uranus Aranus. Nice try. Okay. Nope, my brother confirmed he was never stationed in New Mexico, so it must not have been him, which means, you know, there are Kriglers. You know, there's Kriglers all over the country. We're, you know, it's a fairly large-ish kind of, not necessarily my family. My family is huge, actually, on the Krigler side. So maybe Kriglers are just, I don't know, they're out there. Let me just say, they're out there. All right. Well, that's my show. Oh, we got one more. Mike Ross says, I sent you over the second sauna I made in 20 years. Your podcast with Ian gave me chill vibes, so it's in your email. Thank you very much, Mike. I do appreciate it. I'll check it out. Robert Shaw says, hail Doomcock, future ruler of Earth. I don't really know him, so I should definitely check it out. All right, so thank you guys so much. I really do appreciate you all. Smash that like button if you haven't. Share my videos if you haven't done that. And of course, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. I really would love to get up to 200,000. I see it. It's on the horizon. All I need to do is just keep sailing, and I'm not going to stop. That simple note says, when is Ian going to come back? Probably not ever. Because he is on the Timcast show. So the man child says, when can we expect Krigler CBD or Krigler Chronic to wake and bake mugs for our Krigler coffee? That's pretty funny. I would love to potentially do that. I mean, maybe that's actually in the cards. It is getting legalized everywhere, and I am enjoying starting my businesses. So I got I'm sailing off on my own, and I think it's the most important thing I can do. So thank you all. You guys are the reason that this is working for me and that I want to continue doing this because of all of you showing up for me. Thank you. And I will see you tomorrow here on the Krigler Show. Angry Bellsprout said they don't usually let crayon eaters on an Air Force base. I know that joke. Anyway, thanks, guys. I'll see you all tomorrow or later tonight on my Twitch channel. I've been sailing the seas. It's been a lot of fun. All right, guys. Have a great night. Please smash the like button for AdamCast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.